Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part two of The Eye of Van Gogh. Jack Flanders is in Quebec City visiting his old friend Mojo Sam. Strange things have been happening in this lovely walled city of old Quebec. It's evening. Jack, Mojo, and Dominique have finished dinner and are now sipping their espressos and cognacs.
A strange thing happened this afternoon.
Oh, tell me.
I was near my hotel in the lower part of town.
Basseville?
Yeah. And then from out of nowhere came a cloud of cigar smoke. Mm. A sort of a round cloud, like a big puff that was slowly drifting down the narrow street.
I smoke cigars.
Havanas?
Sometimes.
You can buy Cuban cigars up here?
Of course, why not?
Hey, listen, I'm running late. I gotta go.
No, wait. I want you to hear this. So I walk into this sweet scent of Havana. And of course, I thought of little Havana. I mean little Frida.
Little Frida?
Well, she's this little girl who smokes cigars.
Cuban cigars?
Yeah. So anyway...
Do you mean big Castro-sized cigars?
Her cigars are so big you'd expect her to topple over.
So what happened?
How old is she?
Little Frida? Well, she looks like she could be... What would you say, Mojo? 12?
12 is good.
But she's actually a heck of a lot older.
Did La Petite Frida have her growth stunted?
Smoking cigars?
Oh, man. Just tell what happened.
Well, I was trying. As I was saying...
Where does a little American girl buy Cuban cigars? They don't sell them in your country. They're illegal, like everything else, yes?
I don't know where she gets them. Besides, she's Venusian or something.
She's what?
Listen, I gotta leave.
No, wait.
Does she have horns?
Venusians don't have horns.
She has pigtails.
Pigtails?
Yeah, when she senses danger, they stand up on end.
So they look like horns.
Well...
You're putting me on.
Hey, man, just tell the story.
Okay. Look, she's just this normal, well, almost normal little girl who looks like she's about 12 years old, with pigtails and, no pupils in her eyes.
What? You mean like La Petite Orphanane?
No, it's more like...
Man, talk about that later.
How could she focus without pupils?
She doesn't. She sees thought forms.
She sees what you think?
She sees patterns.
Come on, man. I'm late.
Okay. Where was I?
You walked into a cloud of smoke. That's as far as you got.
Right. Well, everything changed. It sort of broke down into little bits. Reality became granulated.
Like sugar?
No, more like sand.
Time, too? Did that become like sand?
No, that became more like spaghetti.
Time was like spaghetti?
Yeah. Look, it was as if I had stepped into a kind of a floating... you know about parallel universes, right? This was like a parallel bubble.
And you saw La Petite Frida?
No. Why?
Why? What do you mean, why? Isn't that what you're talking about?
Oh, man.
No, I just thought about her.
You spent all this time talking about a thought?
I'm leaving.
Dominique, you kept asking me questions about her.
If that isn't what this is about, then why did you waste my time answering my questions? So, you walk into a puff of smoke, and that's it.
I'm out of here.
And then you walk out? That's Jack's big adventure?
Dominique.
Oh, man.
Later, as Jack is strolling about old Quebec, he hears a familiar sound coming from his pocket.
Hello?
Jack?
Claudine?
I had a very strange experience today.
I've always assumed your whole life was a strange experience.
This was quite different. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, sure.
Would you like to see me?
Nothing would make me happier.
Are you in Basseville?
Yes.
En rue du Petit Champlain?
That's right.
Are you standing in front of a shop with wood carvings?
Right again.
If you look to your right, you will see me. I'm sitting on a bench in the shade.
Ah, yeah, I see the bench, but I don't... Wow, you just appeared.
Now, Jack, don't hang up.
No, I won't. How are you?
I have something to tell you.
Mind if I sit?
Of course. I was in Café Fleur de Lis, on Rue Côte de la Fabrique. There was only one other person, a child. She was alone. I heard the waiter say, "Jeune fille, désolée, mais tu ne peux pas fumer ton cigare ici."
What was that?
Little girl, I'm sorry, but you cannot smoke your cigar here.
Wait a minute. She was smoking a cigar?
She had lit a very big cigar. There was no one else sitting outside but the two of us. I told the waiter it wasn't bothering me, but he said no, she must extinguish her cigar.
Did she have pigtails?
How did you know?
Just a lucky guess.
Well, when he told the little girl no cigars, she made a gesture with her hand.
I bet she did.
No, no, no. It wasn't that kind of gesture. It went like this, and the cigar was gone.
Oh.
I thought she must be a magician, but she was so young.
How old was she?
I think maybe 12 or 13 years old. Mm-hmm. There was something about her that was much older.
No. Did you see her eyes?
No. She was wearing dark glasses. The waiter brought her check. She paid, and as she was leaving, she smiled at me. And she went like this. And there was the cigar, still lit.
A little girl with pigtails and a big cigar.
As she walked out of the cafe, she blew a smoke ring in the shape of a heart.
That's possible?
I saw it.
Did she say anything to you?
How did you know?
What did she say?
This is very strange. When she blew her ring of smoke, she spoke. But not to me. To the smoke.
She spoke to the smoke?
Yes.
Did you hear what she said?
No. But after she was gone, the smoke ring in the shape of a heart, it slowly changed. It began to sag. It became like a clown's mouth.
A clown's mouth?
A sad mouth, from a heart-shaped ring to a heart that was sad, sagging. Do you understand?
Yes.
It came floating to me. So I poked my finger into the circle, and I felt her voice.
What?
It was her voice.
You mean coming from...
The circle, the sad heart.
You heard her voice?
I felt her voice, in my hand. I was holding her words.
What? What were the words? Claudine, is something wrong?
Jack, I didn't mean to tell you everything.
But you did, almost. What did she say exactly?
I rather not.
Claudine, that's not nice. Besides, I know who that little girl is.
I know.
How do you know that?
Because... Jack, I'm very fond of you.
Yeah, I'm fond of you too, but what did she say?
Je t'en supplie, ne brise pas son cœur.
She doesn't speak French.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so what is it in English? Mm-mm. Look, you know my French is non-existent. Now, what exactly does je t'en supplie, ne brise pas son cœur, what...
Je t'en supplie, ne brise pas son cœur.
Je t'en supplie, ne brise son, pas son cœur. Whatever.
It's time I go.
No, 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 you can't do this.
Yes, I can.
Now, don't hang... up. I know that had to be little Frida.
How do you know it was she?
Well, by the description that Claudine gave. It's either little Frida or her twin. I don't think there's two of them.
Maybe La Petite Frida's from a planet where they all look exactly alike.
Oh, right. You mean everybody on the planet wears pigtails and they go around smoking Havana cigars.
All right. So she's not really from another planet.
Oh, I didn't say that. Don't be so sure. My aunt, Lady Giles, always referred to little Frida as her little Venusian in residence.
Well, no one can live on Venus.
Well, maybe not on the physical realm. What we're talking about is the layers above that, the fifth or even the seventh dimension.
Isn't the seventh dimension where the angels come from?
Little Frida is no angel.
So she's from Venus, okay?
Well, she could be from Boise, for all I know.
She knows we're here. Why is she keeping to herself?
Maybe she's on holiday and she doesn't want you to ruin it.
And why would we ruin her vacation?
All right. Maybe she's working on a special project and she knows you two will screw it up.
Screw what up? Now that's what I want to find out.
She wants her privacy. But will you leave her alone? No.
I didn't say that.
You did?
I did not.
She's got a point.
All right, look. Let's all agree it's not La Petite Frida.
I feel she's here.
All right, so she is here. And she has her reasons why she can't spend 5 minutes to stop by and say hi to two of her oldest, closest, and dearest friends, right?
You are impossible. We'll have dinner tonight, yes?
Sounds good.
Salut.
Wait, Dominique.
What?
I want you to translate something.
Tonight?
No, now. Just a couple of words.
Okay, what is it?
Claudine said the little girl with the pigtails left a message.
Yes?
In a smoke ring.
A message? In a smoke ring?
When Claudine poked her finger into the ring, she felt the words.
She felt the words?
Well, heard them, sort of.
Jack!
Okay. She said, "Je t'en supplie, ne brise pas son cœur."
Are you certain?
I think that's it.
Je t'en supplie. Ne brise pas son cœur.
Does it make sense?
Of course.
Well?
She left a message for Claudine?
Yeah.
You really want to hear this?
Dominique.
Please don't break his heart.
What?
Please don't break his heart.